Monday is the 26th of September, 2011. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. I'm Bill Buckmaster, your host for The Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, KJAA AM 1240, up in Gila County, up in Globe, and then there's KAPR AM 930 in Douglas, serving Cochise County. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with archive of all of our previous programs. Plus, The Buckmaster Show can be heard anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. Tucson Sentinel is Southern Arizona's online news service. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. The lineup always on Monday. It's the leadoff edition of our Monday Political Focus. Our team today of commentators John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom. Then at the bottom of the hour, seven things that older Arizonans should always have at the ready. And we'll close out the show with the latest on a big financial shot in the arm for Tucson's popular community gardens project. The Buckmaster Show is an interview-driven talk show. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll free from anywhere in North America 1-866-725-5467, or you can email your questions to us using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Or if you have a story idea, a particular guest you would like to hear interviewed, we encourage you to let us know. It is time for the Monday Political Face-Off with commentators John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom. Mr. Munger is a 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor and former chair of both the local and state Republican Party. Paul Eckerstrom is former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. He's the current vice chair of that organization. The Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is next to Copenhagen at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Gentlemen, we are off and running. John and Paul, good to see both of you.
Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Well, President Obama, John, says the gloves are off. He says the Republican vision of government would fundamentally cripple America. His focus now is not going to be on compromising with Republicans.
Well, that's it never has been in compromising with Republicans. His view has always been Republicans need to compromise with him. What that means is that he always, for decades now, compromises meant that we need to give up basic constitutional government and good economics, and we need to move always incrementally to the left. Now he's saying that he just wants it not even compromise, he just wants it his way or the highway. So I guess I'd ask, where's the civility? And, you know, we don't need a president who wants his way or the highway, but that's what he's saying.
And Paul Eckerstrom, Democrats are really applauding this speech that the president made up in Seattle.
Yeah, you know, I disagree with John. I think President Obama has been giving an awful lot of ground to the Republicans over the last 3 years when he didn't need to, even though he wanted to compromise, and he did compromise. He compromised almost to the point where he lost his Democratic base. And the Republicans, it was the Republicans, our way, the highway, even though they were in the minority. I didn't really understand that. But what he's doing now is what I had always thought he should do. And the reason I ended up supporting him, I remember there was an NPR interview with him that he talked about being able to break the gridlock of and the iron triangle of lobbyists and special interests in Washington to get good policies passed. And the way he would do it is something that Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, did, which is take it to the people and get use the bully pulpit to get a consensus and people behind a policy to get it passed through Congress. And this is what I think he's doing now. I think he's really fighting for his jobs program, which is desperately necessary. It's basically the bailout for the middle class and the working folks out there.
That's
that
the
they haven't had
$447 billion yes. jobs.
Well, bill. and it won't pass. It won't even pass.
Does it have a chance?
No, not even in the Democratic-controlled Senate it won't pass. The Democrats in the Senate have said they won't pass it. So, you know, his attitude is he wants it. He wants to do what he said in the campaign. He wants to, quote, fundamentally change America. That's what President Obama is about. He wants to take us from our greatness into basically European, failed European socialism, just
so
as they're trying to get out.
He's looking at to the European model?
Absolutely, and it's a failed model. And that's what he wants to do is fundamentally change America. And he's looking at it from the point of view that he's got to – he's so weak that he's now losing – Paul's right. He's losing his base. So now he's playing to the radical left.
It's not radical
and
left. John.
Yes, it is the radical
his
left.
His proposals aren't even close
oh,
to
they
radical
are very,
left.
Very close.
I don't even know where you're
his,
coming from.
Look, his budget, Paul, his budget failed to pass the Senate 99-1 because it had a $10 trillion deficit. He is a radical spender. He has spent more by the end of this his term in office. He will have spent more, created more deficit than all of the other presidents in the country combined. This guy knows nothing except how to spend money. He's trying to do what the failed socialist programs in Europe have done, and they ironically have now figured out it doesn't work, and he's still going that direction.
This is so typical Republican talking points. Look at what he wants to do is basically a version of the New Deal to get us out of this economic
New
mess.
Deal didn't work.
It did too,
it
John.
It did not work.
It did too. It worked to an extent. It needed more spending to get us out of the Great Depression, and that was called World War II, which was the greatest jobs program ever conceived in the history of the world.
And what happened, what happened after World War II was over, and we had to put 10 million
men. Yeah, we had the greatest economic explosion in our history for 40, 50 years.
And Paul,
John,
Paul,
we dominated the economy
Paul,
of the world.
So Paul's saying it didn't. There wasn't
let
enough
me finish,
money.
Let me
okay,
finish, Bill.
Okay.
After we had put 10, number one, going into World War II, we'd had almost 10 years of his spending, and in 1938, we still had a 20% unemployment. The only thing that happened, his programs did not work. The war came along. We put 10 million men on the Army payroll, and when we started letting them out from this interim spending of the war, we went into a recession, Paul, in 1946.
Yeah, well, you know,
and that's the problem with this, Paul. This stimulus spending only works for the period of the stimulus. And then when the stimulus is gone, you go back to a recession.
Okay.
So the problem, Paul, is we don't number one, we don't have the money anymore to be having all of these multi-trillion dollar stimulus. You guys keep promising to cut the budget, and you never do.
You know, I have to tell you, when is the bailout coming? Bush gave the bailout to the big banks. When's the bailout coming for the working guy who's out of a job? When is that going to happen, John?
It's
never going to happen,
Paul,
if the Republicans get their
it's
way.
It's not going to happen.
Because all they're about is tax cuts for rich people and making sure that they ship the jobs for working people overseas to China so they can make more profit. They've done so well in this recession, and everybody else is getting crushed.
There's a way to
And, you know, until somebody steps in and says, it's time that we stick up for the little guy, it's time we give them their bailout of this horrible economy that by the way, the banks that got the bailout, they put us here. They made those jobs go away. And it's time that somebody steps in, and I'm glad that President Obama is finally willing to do it, to say the little guy gets something here to get us out of this recession.
Well, let me tell you, Paul, the little guy that you're talking about doesn't pay any federal income taxes. 50% of the American public doesn't pay any federal income taxes, Paul. So when you talk about the tax cuts only going for the wealthier people, those are the only people that pay taxes, Paul. The other people don't. Now let me look at it. Let me tell you what reality is. This guy, you are not going to create jobs, Paul, with spending money, 40% of which we borrow from China, to create temporary jobs. It doesn't work. I'll tell you the way you make the American economy work.
Tell us.
You get back to making private enterprise work again. You cut the regulations. If you want to create jobs here in the United States, then reduce the federal income tax.
Let's hear what Paul says to that, John.
Repatriate the foreign money.
Let's give Paul a chance.
What's wrong with putting people to work to rebuild our infrastructure, our freeways, our sewer systems, our water systems, which are all 50 years old? That's a government role that should be done, and we can put people to work today doing it. Yes, and it's an investment in our economy where businesses will benefit from those roads,
Paul,
from those sewers, from those water
Paul,
systems. If those aren't there, businesses aren't going to be here.
That's what he told us the first time he had a stimulus plan, almost a trillion.
And 60% of them.
One at a time.
Let me finish, please. Paul, he said he was going to spend $1 trillion on shovel-ready jobs, and we gave him the shot.
He didn't. No.
And now he jokes about, they weren't really shovel-ready. Now he wants to do it again.
Okay, that program was hijacked.
Let Paul talk here for a second.
That program was hijacked by the Republicans. He needed to compromise with 60% of that $800 billion was, guess what? Tax cuts again. Very small amount of it actually went to actual shovel-ready jobs. And unfortunately, that was because he wanted to get a few votes from the Republicans to support it. He got 3 votes in the Senate and 1 vote in the House,
that's it.
The Republicans weren't playing ball with him at all.
That's right, Paul. And so you can't blame the stimulus package on the Republicans because
they hijacked it and got 60% of them as tax cuts.
I want to talk.
Okay, John, but make it real quick because we want to take a break, okay?
The Republicans didn't vote for that. There's no way we hijacked it. He controlled both the Senate and the House with veto-proof majorities, and he's the one that said there were going to be shovel-ready jobs. They weren't. The Republicans didn't vote for it the way the failed plan that you just described.
They actually did create jobs.
We didn't.
Ira, we will get to you on the Buckmaster Show live line. That will be coming up after the break because you want to talk about these shovel-ready jobs. That will be coming up after we take a break here on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. This is the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger is here and Paul Ackerstrom.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialist and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Denny's Pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain and Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
It's 12:21 on the Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing next to Copenhagen at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We've been talking about shovel-ready jobs. Let's go to Ira first off on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Ira.
Hi. Yes, I heard the Republican reply to President Obama's Saturday speech.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that President Obama did it, I'm not sure. But anyway, it was such that this lady said that couldn't we hold off a few years on some of these environmental requirements and such, you know, until we get better, you know, economically. And my thought was, why hold off a few years? Why just have them at all? I mean, they're just, you know, I mean, it's not going to make everything perfect. But safety standards and such, I mean, you're always going to have people that are going to die in mine, you know, explosions and what have you. And, you know, but let's make it more financially friendly. Let's stop making it so difficult.
I agree with you, Ira. And that's, you see, what's happening with the Democrats is that they constantly are ignoring the realities of economics, and they keep talking about their political programs. So they're letting their political ideology taint good economics. Rather than just open up the economy again and let business operate, they've constantly got to have these political imperatives that they've got. Their political ideology is a constant taint on the economic system, and it's just got to stop. I mean, we can have reasonable environmental laws and reasonable safety laws. We can't solve every problem that exists out there. We're never going to solve it, but they never stop with these regulations, and it's got to end. And we've got to give businesses an opportunity to have the ability now to go back and start. Have the confidence that they're not going to be regulated out of business. I can tell you that's, for example, in the banking field, and I'm a banker. The banks are completely intimidated now. They don't, with this Dodd-Frank law, you know, the amount of money that little banks are having to spend to fulfill the requirements of the Dodd-Frank law that isn't even supposed to apply to them but does It's incredible.
So you agree with Ira about
these regulations? Absolutely. Ira's
right. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Well, I think part of the reason we got into the economic morass we got into is because we deregulated the banks, and that was the problem. We allowed banks to start investing in these derivatives and not and passing on the risk to investors on these mortgages. And if they had to deal with the mortgage, and they wouldn't have given those mortgages out to people that were that risky. Instead, they bundled them and sent them off to investors who took the risk, and as a result, we had a free-for-all in terms of giving people mortgages that they shouldn't have gotten or gotten into bigger houses that they shouldn't have gotten into, and it destroyed our economy. Now, I don't think we should be over-regulated. I'm not for that. But we definitely need certain regulations so that these things don't happen. And in terms of environmental protection, I mean, do we really want to go the way of China where they basically are destroying their economy, their environment
that,
right now?
Nobody's
I don't think we want
that.
To do that.
I'm
all for streamlining regulations when it's appropriate and smart. And I think President Obama has been moving in that direction. The problem is in terms of the banking regulation, we needed to put something back in place. I don't think we did necessarily the right thing on the Dodd-Frank because I think we should have separated out where banks no longer could invest like they used to. There used to be a bright line thing. There was investment banks, and then there was just regular banks that gave mortgages and things of that nature. And we should have kept it that way.
Here's the problem, Paul. Every time the government passes some regulation, there's an unintended consequence. Every time the government gets involved, I will tell you, the reason the banks, and I speak about this as a banker, the reason those banks were making loans like that is they were told under the Community Reinvestment Act that they had to make loans like that. They were totally intimidated. You're shaking your head, but I've been there, Paul. They were totally intimidated by the FDIC saying, we've got to make loans like that. And do you know who was buying those loans to make it possible? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, government entities saying, we want those loans. Now, Paul, when the government comes in, it was the government was pushing that. And that's what happens. It was part of the ideology that everybody has to own a home. Well, I'm sorry. Everybody can't afford a home. But the government had inserted its political ideology in the economics, and the FDIC was following through with this program that we had to make loans, bad loans, so that everybody could have a home. And we went into a disaster.
The banks made out like bandits during it.
And the FDIC.
And it's because we deregulated the banks.
And Paul, we didn't in that sense deregulate the banks. The government encouraged that through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, actively told the banks to make those kinds of loans. It was a kind of regulation that said, do this kind of loan. So regulations, Paul, can work both ways. In that case, it was a very bad regulation.
They would never have made those loans if they weren't allowed then to repackage them and pass the risk off to other investors.
And you know who the other investors were? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were
Goldman
the ones Sachs who bought
and all of the Wall Street banks.
27 minutes past the hour on the Monday Political Face-Off. Are we going to go now? We're going to go to Rita, and Rita wants to talk about loans on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, Ms. Dickerstrom. I would only tell you, I remember the Carter administration, and in 1975, we were being told that you cannot redline. You cannot redline. You're denying people their just desserts, their chance to own a home. So you cannot deny that, because I do remember it, sir.
Okay, thank you, Rita.
Yeah, and Rita's right. That's what the government has been saying to banks up until 2008. You can't redline people. We're going to get you if you do. And you got to make the loans. And incidentally, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will come in and the government will buy up those loans because we want more of those bad loans.
Well, look, after the Reagan administration deregulated the banking system, the savings and loans got into huge problems, and we had to bail them out with taxpayer money. Then when the Clinton administration, and he's a Democrat, okay, and along with Republicans and Democrats in the Congress, deregulated again, we got what we got just recently. And I have to tell you, there's certain regulations that make sense, and yes, there's certain regulations that don't, but one of the regulations that makes sense is, hey, you can't repackage a mortgage and send it to somebody else's risk when you were the one that gave the loan. That doesn't make sense. If you give a loan, you should take the risk on that loan.
No, Paul, that you don't understand banking. There's something to be said for requiring people to put 20% down like they used to.
I agree with that.
But the entire financing system is based on repackaging loans. They just need to be good loans.
John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom, thank you, gentlemen. Both of you have a great afternoon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, next to Copenhagen at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Stay with us. The Buckmaster Show continues right after this break.
News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The UN Security Council today is taking its first step to consider the Palestinian request for UN membership. FEMA now estimates it has $114 million left in its disaster relief account. That's enough to last until Thursday or Friday. President Obama says he makes no apologies for Wall Street regulation and environmental rules, and he doesn't buy the Republican charge that they're job killers. Boeing has handed over the keys to the first Boeing 787 airliner to Japan's All Nippon Airways. A delivery ceremony took place earlier today. Updating Wall Street, the Dow is up about 218 points, the NASDAQ ahead 13, and the S&P is trading 19 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pedorthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Today's economy.
Here we go. 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. One of our continuing focus segments on the Buckmaster Show is aging and the impact of the baby boom generation. Older adults are particularly vulnerable to medical emergencies due to accidents or disease. During a medical emergency, you may not be able to speak or remember important information that your family members or healthcare providers need to know. So, what are the 7 things that every senior should have at the ready? We'll explore that question now on the Buckmaster Show with Gail Morgan. Gail is a frequent guest to our program on aging issues. She heads community outreach for Mather Lifeways, which is 50% owner and is the management company for Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. We're delighted to have Splendido as a major sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. Gail, good to see you.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Yeah, there are some things that really you should have at the ready. Why don't you, what's at the top of the list?
Well, you know, we call them an emergency because they happen without planning. So this is the time to make a note of these items and get them together. Start with your physician's names and contact information. You know, today many of our older adults don't just have a physician, they may have 2 or 3. So keep them all together.
Or more.
Or more, true. Name, office numbers, and contact information for each and every one.
Have that. That's probably needs to be at the top of the list, because if there was an emergency in the house, and there needs to be some kind of a central location probably to keep that, right?
Yes. You know, a lot of emergency personnel will look for the refrigerator, look for the countertop, even a note on the refrigerator as to where you may have this information available. If it's easily available and handy, the emergency medical transport will take it with them. So when you arrive at the emergency room, you will have this information with you.
Make sure also that somewhere there's that important Social Security number and some of the insurance details.
Yes, and don't mistake this as the hospital is going to want to pay it immediately. Actually, the majority of medical records are often filed either under your Medicare number, your Social Security number, and your birth date. So to have that information available when you arrive at the emergency room, that will allow them to quickly access their system to see if you've been treated before.
Of course, allergies and other medical conditions, some people even wear those little bracelets that,
yes,
that indicate that they have a condition that needs to be, that the emergency people need to be aware of.
The medical ID, that's especially if you have a allergic reaction to something, or if you have a life-threatening medical condition, you should always have one of those bracelets. But not all of us think about our allergies or the medications we're taking as possibly having a life-threatening impact. But in an emergency situation, if the emergency team knows what medications you're on, or any allergies that you may have, or even supplements that you might be taking, that really can direct how they're going to treat you in those critical moments of the emergency. For example, if you're on a medication that causes your blood to thin, that may change the direction of any immediate reaction that they would take to provide services to you. So those are so important. The amount of the medications you're taking, the dosage, the names, and the supplements, and especially start with the allergic reactions you may be susceptible to.
The blood thinner is a huge one, because you could, by giving the wrong medication there, you could literally bleed to death.
Absolutely. And the emergency response, they will generally, well, they always err on the side of safety. But to know this going into the treatment can make a difference in life and death.
Gail Morgan is with us from Splendido. It's 1238 on the Buckmaster Show, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030, KVOI, the voice, Southern Arizona's strongest, most powerful news talk station. What about advanced health care directives?
You know, many of older adults, as they are dealing with long-term illnesses and medical conditions, they choose to go ahead and create an advance directive. And this advance directive says that they're making the selection not to have heroic measures or heroic life resuscitation take place. If that is your choice, it's important to have that available so that the emergency physicians and then the hospital, once you're transported, know that that has been your choice. Also, along that thought and direction is the medical power of attorney. If you are in a medical situation that you're unable to make choices for yourself or directions for yourself, it's important to designate a medical power of attorney and, again, have that information easily accessible so they know who that is.
And, of course, this is something you need to sit down with your family, and you need to really go over this information because the Advanced Healthcare Directive is so important.
Yes, it's really a choice that when you make it, you should let others know, because it can be a very challenging family situation if you've made the choice to have an advance directive but haven't shared that with your loved ones. So it is something that you should give a great deal of thought to. It's a legal document. And then after you have made that choice, share that with those close to you.
Any questions for Gail Morgan, please feel free to give us a call on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, if you have any questions concerning some of these very important things that older Arizonans should always have at the ready. Then there's the issue with the companion animals or your pets. You want to make sure that they are taken care of if there's a problem.
Yes, so many of our older adults may live alone with a pet, a dog or a cat, and the thought of leaving them in an emergency is really horrifying. You know, who's going to take care of the dog? The dog may need to be walked. So give as much thought.
And the dog or the cat may be on medication.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have had to tend to a diabetic cat who needed insulin twice a day. So, I mean, there are these issues even with your companion animals.
Certainly. And give some thought to, if there is an emergency, if you fall or you have a medical condition that requires you to be taken from your home in an emergency, they're obviously not going to surround and take your pets with you. So who can call? Is there a name or a number that you can leave available that can go to the hospital with you? The hospital would notify this person. Maybe it's a vet where you're going to board your pets. Make pre-arrangements, not just a person that will take care of them, but if you need to board them, even pre-arrange payment.
We talked a little bit about advanced health care directives, but then this is probably the most important issue on your list here, a last will or living trust.
Yes, this is not one of the things that you need to take with you in an emergency. However, it is always an excellent idea to have a current last will and then know where those documents are and have someone close to you know where those documents are, so that if there is a need to pursue the last will or to activate your trust documents, someone that you are confident in and respect has full information where those documents are kept.
Have you found that many people, older Arizonans, do not have these particular documents?
Do you know, I think every year that goes on, we are finding more and more people do have their current trust documents and their current wills. It's more the baby boomers that may find themselves without this information. The older adults, every year we see more and more of them prepared with these documents.
And get together with your family and discuss this last will or living trust, and also, again, talk to them about these advanced health care directives, because if you're not talking to your loved ones, then an emergency happens, it certainly could be too late.
could be too late. And if you're being proactive and you're making the choice and you're self-directing what will be done in an emergency, it's really important that if you're going to the trouble of making that choice today, that that be honored. So definitely let those close to you know your choice and where the documents are.
We have a call on the Buckmaster Live line. Let's find out what this call is about. Go ahead.
Yes, something I've become aware of the hard way. There's a lot of people that are taking advantage of older folks now. You know, people are living probably longer, I guess, and with incomes and everything, you know, pensions and what have you.
Yes.
And there's a lot of taking advantage. I've seen it and I've witnessed it. There's a tremendous amount of younger people taking advantage of older people.
Good point.
I'd like you to address that, and I'll hang up the list.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Gail.
Well, I think that there are people that are perhaps taking advantage, and there's also people that are not informed. And so just like we said, this information is important to share with your family, to share with others. Day-to-day information, if you see an older adult employing someone, perhaps employing them and you're not sure that that person is being treated fairly, or if you sense that an older adult, a neighbor or a family member, perhaps is being taken advantage of in any way, it's always best to intervene, to step up, and to call the authorities. It's better safe than sorry.
And another huge one, Gail, are these scams that are going around taking advantage of older people. Some of these phone calls that come in, folks really need to be aware of that.
True. We here at Splendido, we actually had a police officer come in and do a training program for our residents, telling them how to be on the lookout and be aware of these scams. They definitely target. They simply dial, and when they get an older adult on the phone, they go full steam ahead with the scam. And we've had too many people in Tucson affected by that.
Yeah, I know a couple personally myself. Gail Morgan, thank you very much for being with us. Gail Morgan from Splendido in Oro Valley at Rancho Vistoso. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
Coming up now on 46 minutes past noon on the Buckmaster Show, the Community Gardens Project of Tucson getting a huge financial shot in the arm, and this could double the number of the very popular community gardens around the old Pueblo. We'll talk about that as we continue on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA 4-diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
It's 1:49 on the Buckmaster Show. The Community Gardens of Tucson, known as CGT, is celebrating the announcement of a financial shot in the arm that actually could double the number of community gardens in the Tucson area. The award of $175,000 is part of a nearly $16 million Federal Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant. With me in studio is Gene Zong. Gene is one of the leaders in the Community Gardens of Tucson. It's an all-volunteer group devoted to promoting health, knowledge, and a sense of community through gardening. Gene, good to see you.
Nice to be here.
So that's good news for you, getting some money. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a lot of money, but I guess you can stretch those dollars.
Yeah, we put the money to good use. We're putting in physical things in Tucson, not just thinking about it, but we're actually doing it on the ground.
Tell us about the community gardens. How did this whole thing come about?
Oh, it started 20 years ago. George Brookbank, many people in Tucson know George Brookbank. He was the Cooperative Service Extension Agent for 20 years, and he founded us as part of the University of Arizona, and then when he retired, we were spun off as a separate entity. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so we are a charity recognized by the IRS, and we've been operating gardens for 20 years. So we, for the most of our life, it's only been about 4 gardens, but now we're up to 16, and by March, we should be up to, I don't know, maybe 30 or so.
Where are the gardens located, Gene?
They're located all over the city. We have a button on our website that you can click on to see a map. In fact, it's a brand new map. It just went up online last night, showing where all the different gardens are. But if you're in Tucson, you're probably near one of our gardens.
Is there a waiting list to get involved with one of the gardens?
There's waiting lists for several of the gardens. Probably about a third of them have waiting lists. Some of them have openings.
The $175,000, will this give you the money to start up quite a few more gardens? Could you actually double the number of gardens with this amount of money?
We were hoping to double the number of gardens. It's turning out to not be quite as easy to double as we had thought it would be. It turns out when you put in this many gardens this fast, you spend them, they cost more because you can't rely on volunteers and donations because it's just too much. No one can donate that much time or that much services or products or goods or things because it's just too much to ask of people. And so we've had to pay for more things than we're usually used to paying for. And so we're not going to double. We'll be lucky if we get 10 gardens.
And you have how many right now?
16.
So you think you can possibly get 10 out of the 175?
Right.
$175,000. 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any gardening, community gardening questions, Gene Zong is the guy to make those questions directed to. How do the gardens work? What's the process, and how much does someone have to invest in this cost-wise and time?
That's a very good question. The best thing to do is to visit our website.
www.communitygardensoftucson.org. Okay.
So all you got, the easy part's Community Gardens of Tucson, the .org is the hard part to remember. Anyway, the best thing to do is visit there and read all the literature and things that we have on the site and look for a garden near you, and then call me or call one of the site coordinators or email one of us, and we can answer more of your questions for you. But the simplest thing is we'll meet you at the garden of your choosing and we'll go through a new member packet with you. It'll explain how to garden in Tucson, and it'll give you recommendations for, you know, soil improvement and things like that. Lots of information. It's about 20 pages long. And we'll go through that with you and then sign you up. There's some papers you need to sign. And then it costs $15 a month to be a member of our gardens.
Is Tucson a good place to do gardening?
It's a fabulous place because you can garden year-round. And right now is a fabulous time to join because we're starting our winter gardens. And the winter gardens are the easier gardens. It's nice and cool out. It's going to be cool pretty soon. And the salads are the winter gardens. So all the lettuce, arugula, spinach, all the root crops, carrots, turnips, beets, they're all the things that you can grow in the winter, and they're so easy to grow.
Okay, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Dan on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead, Dan. You're with Gene Zong of the Community Gardens of Tucson.
Thank you. When you were talking about gardens, I was thinking you meant flower gardens. Are you speaking strictly of vegetable gardens or flower gardens?
No. All of our gardeners are encouraged to grow herbs, vegetables, or flowers. And we love to have flowers in our gardens because they make them so much more pretty to take pictures of. And so and we like to take lots of pictures of our gardens. So flowers are definitely included, but not roses. They can't be a shrub, a bush, or a tree. It's got to be, something that's going to come and go.
And Dan, you had a question also about water usage.
Yes, that was my next question. If they were flower gardens, I was wondering if they're native or non-native, and how much of our precious water that we're taking up for flowers that are non-native.
Well, not a lot. Most of our gardeners are planting vegetables, and so you know they're growing food for their families, food for their neighbors, food for, in a lot of cases, many times it's food for people who can't afford to have healthy, nutritious meals here in Tucson. Instead, they're eating at McDonald's. Nothing against McDonald's, but they're eating fast food, and that's called they've got a new name for that. It's called a food swamp. It's when you live in a part of Tucson that doesn't have a big, huge grocery store there where you can get perhaps fairly healthy food. Instead, you're surrounded by nothing but fast food establishments, and the people that live in those areas are disadvantaged compared to the people who have more things to choose from in their areas.
But I'm sure you're very water conscious, aren't you, at the community gardens?
That is in our mission statement, is to teach our gardeners to be good stewards of the land and water.
790-2040, 790-2040 for Gene Zong of the Community Gardens of Tucson. What are some of the benefits of being a community gardener, Gene?
Well, there are some tricks, you know, to growing in Tucson. It's not like you can just, in some parts of the country, I'm sure you can just throw seeds in the ground and sprinkle them with a little water, and then you never have to do a thing again because it'll rain on cue and the soil's so rich and everything. So there are tricks to gardening in Tucson, and that's what we encourage people to learn from us, is the tricks for gardening here. And then after a year's time, if they think they've got it under their belts, then they can establish the gardens in their own home, and they don't have to garden with us for continue gardening with us. But at least it's a good way to start, so you can see all the seasons, summer through winter.
What kind of vegetables do particularly well in the desert, and perhaps some that perhaps should be avoided?
Okra does really well. We're still harvesting okra right now. All the melons, the cantaloupes and watermelons, all those do great. Beans are wonderful. Corn is pretty good in the spring. It's not so good over the summer. Tomatoes are good spring and fall. But the winter gardens are really so easy compared to everything else. All the greens, spinach, lettuce, everything.
Let's go now to Pierre on the Buckmaster Show live line. Pierre, go ahead. You're with Gene Zong.
Hi. Something I always wanted to know, what is meant by the salad days? You know that term?
Salad what?
Salad.
Well, where everything's going good, and they call it the salad day. Do you know what I'm talking about, Bill?
I think so. Like salad, we're in the salad days or something like that.
Now, I've always wondered, so I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I think it's some kind of a little slogan that means perhaps things are going well. Do you know, have you heard that saying?
No, I've never heard that saying. Yeah. But it's a good yeah. description of where we are right now. We've just about entered the salad day. So about October 15th or so, we should be planting everything for salads.
You know, Gene, this was a strange monsoon season. We had pretty good rain right at the beginning. Then we had a very, very dry period. And then at the Tucson International Airport, about 4 inches, setting records to bring us actually to one of 10 top monsoon season. So did that help the gardens?
Well, all of our gardens are equipped with rain sensors that will shut off the irrigation systems when we have more than a half inch of rain. And so the gardens, we try and use our water wisely. And yes, when the gardens are good and wet, then we don't have to use city water.
Gene Zong is with us. Another question coming in. This particular individual did not wish to go on the air, but the question is, are the gardens organic or are pesticides used? Pretty good question.
It's a very good question. We do not allow conventional pesticides or herbicides in our garden. So the answer is we're organic as far as that goes. We aren't organic as far as fertilizers. You are allowed to use Miracle-Gro or Joe's fertilizer, whatever you want to use. We do allow non-organic fertilizers, but as far as herbicides and pesticides, no, you cannot.
Only a few seconds left here on the Buckmaster Show. In fact, just about a half a minute. The size of the garden, how would you describe the little plots?
They're 3 feet by 20 feet, so they're not very little. It's enough to feed a 2 to 3 person family. As long as you're not a vegetarian, you could have plenty of vegetables for the year.
Okay, Gene Zong, and again, is it communitygardens.org? Is that the website?
Communitygardensoftucson.org.
Okay, communitygardensoftucson.org, and that's a great website. You've revamped it and everything you need to know. Gene, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Gene Zong with us on the Buckmaster Show. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by our friends at Flowers Rieger and Associates, certified public accountants. Stop by and say hello to CPA Michael Flowers over at his location on Broadway, flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be with you tomorrow live noon on KVOI, The Voice, AM 1030. Stay with us now, and that's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.